my gosh. Okay. I'm so excited because it is only me on this episode. Thank God. I'm sick of having people on being like, oh, this is why you guys should listen to me and what I have to say is important. No, fuck all my guests. Fuck my dad. Fuck JT. Fuck Annie Letterman. Who else have I had on this podcast? Fuck Andrew Collin. Fuck Joe Morrissey. This is Resting Bitch with Allie Makovsky. Not Allie Makovsky's loser ass, bum ass dad and friend. Okay? This is my show, and I'm taking it back. I'm also, the next three episodes, I'm pre-recording with guests, so, you know what, whatever, a bitch can't do it all. I do record out of my podcast producer Anthony's house. He does have roommates, and I have just woken them up if they weren't awake already. So, good morning, everyone in this home. It is, no one's here. Okay, well, you don't have to ruin that. It's funnier if you think that there are people here.
No one's here.
Well, you're here and you don't know. You don't know your roommates that well. What if they came back in the middle of the night and they've just been in their room quiet, quietly masturbating? Yeah, you don't know them. What's this guy's name? I like him a lot. He's a good guy. I don't want to see whatever you're going to show me. I know I do want to see, but, I want to continue this train of thought about the homes. Oh my gosh. I'm speaking of Texas, his roommate's from Texas. Speaking of Texas. Wow. I love him. I am in love with him and I can't wait for us to fall in love one day when he's more successful in his career, which I know he will be because he's passionate. I can see it in him. Maybe I should get in now before he's successful because I know it's going to happen. But I might distract him from his goal because he'll see me and he'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to spend my time with her and forget my vision of becoming a big cowboy superstar. Speaking of Texas, he's from Texas. See, I like people from Texas. Good people, except for, who was it, Dick Cheney or George Bush? I mean, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I don't know who he, I mean, yeah, sure, he made a couple mistakes, but maybe as a, maybe he was, like, fun at parties, like, before the killing. You don't know that. I'm not saying what he did was right, but it doesn't mean that he, like, wasn't fun to be around in his good moments. I like people from Texas. Also, how do you know, is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from Texas, or was he like, this is a good place to massacre people? Okay. Well, maybe Alejandro's related to him, and we, oh my gosh, look at this picture. He's like Pitbull. He's like a cool Pitbull. Wow, he's so like, I'm gonna follow him, like secretly, I'm gonna follow him. No, I'm not gonna follow him, I'm just gonna like a couple pictures and be like, I don't know, they just came up on my Explore page, I didn't even realize it was you. Speaking of Texas, well, I guess I don't, if this comes out in time and you're one of those people who I love, who I adore, who subscribes to this podcast, whether it's on YouTube or iTunes or Spotify or whatever, and you listen to it right when it comes out, because I know there's a couple of you, because I click on the YouTube when it comes out to copy and paste the link, the YouTube link, so I can post it on my Instagram story. And I see that it has some views before I even post about it. So to those people who subscribe and listen early, if any of you live in Texas, I'm going to be there by the time you're listening to this. I'm there. Oh, I guess. Wait, fuck. This comes out on Wednesday. Just kidding. Ouch. Yikes. This is coming out New Year's Day. And I'm performing New Year's Eve in Plano. No, we're not releasing it early. I stand by. I don't think enough people who happen to live in Plano, Texas also listen to this right when it comes out. I don't think it'll be. I like routine. I like structure. I'm a Virgo. I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a Virgo. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a Virgo. No, that's not how it goes, but I feel like that's how people who talk about astrology sound. They, like, just use all of their flaws, and they're like, I'm a Scorpio, and it's like, I bet the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was like, oh, I'm such a Gemini. It's like, no, you're a murderer. That's funny. Write that down. What time did I say that? We've got to make it into a clip. We love a clip. I love clips. I love, well, just a quick shout out, just a real quick shout out to Tom Bosco, who does, sometimes I'll just like beg him to do a Photoshop of me doing something stupid and he'll do it and he makes the clips. And I just want to say that I appreciate him. And Anthony Pacheco, who I talk about far too often on this podcast. People don't like it. Literally one person said that and I took it to heart. Someone will say one thing and I'll just be like, that's exactly who I am. Wow. Like I'll get like one message being like, like if someone told me my hair was green, they'd be like, oh my God, your hair is green. I'd be like, they're right. My hair is green and there's nothing I can do about it. Like I take it, like I'm a cult. In my head, I think I'm like a cult leader type. Like I'm, you know, what's that guy, the Wild Wild Country guy? A Virgo. No, who's the Wild Wild Country guy? What's his name? Oh, he has such a good name. Fuck. Google it. In my head, I think I'm one of those guys. I'm a Chris D'Elia type in my head. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a leader. Osho, Bhagwan. Yeah, Sri Rajneesh. Yes, that's such a sick ass name. Osho Shra. Yeah, that's tight. That's who I think I am. But at the end of the day, I'm that girl from Wild Wild Country. What's her name, Anthony? The girl who follows him and then takes over? Well, no, because I don't even... I'm just one of the... I'm a follower, you know? I'm weak, okay? I'm a weak little baby. I need to be told what to do. I can't do things on my own. I just need someone to tell me what to do so I can do it. Because I'm just like, without that, like, you know, it, honestly, like, politically... I don't want to get political, but just as who I am as a person, as a little bit of a dum-dum, like if, you know, I could be like, you know, a Bernie bro this whole time. Say I'm a Bernie bro this whole time. I'm like Bernie, 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 Bernie. If someone were standing in front of me, at the polling booth who like looked really cool and who I like fucked with on a deep emotional level. And they were like, Andrew Yang, I'd be like, Andrew Yang it is, even though I've done all this like rallying for Bernie or whatever. I'm so quick. I'm such a dumbass, you know, whatever. That's who I am. I'm a Virgo. Hate me or love me. It's still an obsession, bitch. I don't think I'm a bitch, but some people think I'm a bitch. But those people don't know me. I do. That's why I called. You know what's so annoying about this podcast? Let me be real with you guys. This is what's annoying. Hold on. Let me drink. Okay. Hold on. I have such a white girl proud moment that I have to share in just a moment. But here's what's annoying about this podcast. It's called Resting Bitch because... I kind of have a resting bitch face, but I mostly have a resting bitch voice. And I also love resting bitch. So that's why I called this resting bitch, because it's just like, I guess, just a general vibe of who I am, you know? And so at comedy shows, the host of the show will be like, what do you want me to, you know, say about you to bring you on stage? And I haven't really been on TV. I don't have like any... credits in that way, because some people will be like, you've seen them on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, you've seen them on Conan, you've seen them in the movie Night School with Tiffany Haddish. I don't have that yet, okay? I don't know if I will, whatever. But I don't have that, okay? And so I'll be like, you can tell them that I have a podcast called Resting Bitch. So many people, like, they'll say that, like, so many hosts of shows will be, like, embarrassed to say resting bitch. And I'm like, you were just talking about fucking a stool, you know. Like, you were literally just on stage fucking a stool as a bit. And then you're like, and this next comic has a podcast called Resting Bitch. And then they're like, and then they give like way too much space in between resting bitch. It's like, say resting bitch, say my name, the end. But they'll be like, the podcast called Resting Bitch. Give it up for Ali Makovsky. And then it's like such a weird intro. Or people will just say, she has a podcast called Resting Bitch Face. And I'm like, nope, nope, that is not it. But then I just go on and I'm like, whatever. It's not that annoying, but it is kind of annoying. I'm like, should I not have named it this? But I feel like this is kind of iconic. This is a brand. I need to make merch. I need to make money. I'm going to quit my babysitting job in February. What will I do? Sell underwear on the dark web. I'm willing. I have a MeUndies subscription. I get a fresh pair every month. I'm good. I'll give out one pair a month. That way the demand is higher because I'm not doing it as often. I've thought about this way too much. Just a quick, this is such an exciting moment for me. Oh my God. Okay. Here's some hot tea, hot drama, hot goss. So there's a coffee shop by my house that I love. I'm obsessed with it. I go there almost every day. The food is so good. I love the baristas who work there, except for one of them, because she always gives me dirty looks. Oh my God. I don't even know why. I'm like, what did I do? Why don't you like me? You don't even have to like me, but why are you like actively like throwing shade my way? I'm there all the time, all the time. And not that this is like special, but I tip every time. I'm nice. I hang out. I talk. We're all pals. And here's the thing. It's my favorite coffee shop. I like the design. I like the layout. I like the people who go there. I like the food so much. There's so many different options and you can customize stuff. And there's one thing that is awful about this place. And that is, here's my white girl moment. They use the worst oat milk. O-A-T, oat milk, ever. They use this, like, just random-ass oat milk brand that has, like, 20 grams of sugar per serving. I didn't even know that. It tastes so bad. Normally, if something has more sugar, it should taste more good. This one has more sugar and tastes like ass. And it's so bad, and I love oat milk, okay? I love it. I think almond milk is trash, soy milk. All of the milks are trash except for oat milk, but it has to be Oatly brand, O-A-T-L-Y. If it's not Oatly oat milk, it doesn't taste good. You have to get Oatly oat milk. If you want to be a serious coffee shop, quit playing games with your customers and with yourselves. You're playing yourself. Oatly is the best for baristas, for customers, for everyone. Sure, it might be a little bit more expensive, but guess what? More people are going to come back for more because they love Oatly. Should I be getting paid by Oatly? Sure. Do I care? No. I mean, I do. Oatly, please hit me up. I'm looking for sponsors. I'm very active in looking for sponsors right now. Actually, not really. Just Liquid Death and oat milk. Okay, so I make so many noises that I don't even realize. I was listening to an episode, like, I think it was my dad's or something. I was listening to it because my sisters were like, oh my God, I can't believe dad was saying that. So then I listened back and it was like very not a big deal. But I make so many noises with my, like, I do like I'm always like making weird inhaling, like I can't believe, like I'm like breathing weird and I'm like snorting and like there's a lot of weird noises. Anyway, so one of the main like founders or owners or whatever who's there all the time, because I've been going there since it opened. I applied for a job there. I got rejected. I didn't let that stop me from being a great customer. I go there all the time. So one of the like owners or fan whatever, he's always in there doing business on his laptop, crunching numbers. And I told him, I said, I love this place so much. You see me here all the time. It's my favorite. My only problem is that you guys are using the wrong oat milk. You're not using a good oat milk for you or us. And there's this one brand called Oatly that I think is the best to use. It's like barista quality oat milk. And I think people are going to be really happy with it. And he was like, you know what? I appreciate you telling me that in person, because one of our regulars wrote a really mean Yelp review. And it just upset me, because it's like, you know, if you're a regular, we want you, like, talk to us. And I'm like, here I am talking to you. Let's make this happen. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to order it. We'll have it in stores. I'm like, okay, we'll see about that, Captain. I feel like saying chief might be disrespectful to the indigenous. Is that term out? Well, Anthony's kind of problematic, so not a good reference. Well, I don't want to say it on camera, but a conversation that we had a long time ago. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you after. It's not a big deal. But I feel like, you know how people are like, what is it, chief? What do people say? Chief? No, like the phrase that people say. They're like, thanks, chief. Yeah, I guess. But I'm thinking of more of like a TikTok type of like, whatever. Anyway, I feel like, okay, why is the story going off the rails? Okay, so, oh no, I have to sneeze. More noises coming from Allie Mac. Ah. I dodged the sneeze. So, oh, yeah. So he's like, we'll get it in stores. And I'm like, sure, we'll see about that, Captain. Unless you're talking about a Somali captain, which in that case, maybe I'm also canceled. There's no, you got it, boss. You can't even say boss man, because boss are women as well now. So you got it. You got it, pal. What if someone doesn't want to be a pal? Is pal gender neutral? Anyway, so then a couple days later, I go into the coffee shop and I look in the fridge behind the barista and I see Oatly oat milk. And I honestly almost started crying. Oh my gosh, it was such a exciting moment. Like, I was like, wow, this is going to be great for their business. This is great for me. I can't believe I spoke up and I got the oat milk that we all deserve in this establishment. And so I'm like having this full excitement. Like, I'm so happy. I'm like high-fiving everyone. I'm kissing people on the mouth in the coffee shop. And then the next day I go in. And this one girl, the shady girl, you know what? I don't know if she listens to the podcast. Why would she? But if she does, one day, change your attitude, okay? It is, oh my gosh, she does have attitude. Ask anyone in that coffee shop. She has attitude, okay? It's not just me. I'm not being crazy. I mean, I'm being crazy, but not in that way. She has attitude. You know what she says? I go, oh my gosh, can you believe it? I'm so excited. I'm like, can you believe it? We have Oatly oat milk. She was like, oh, you were the one to do that? And I was like, yes, I told Rob, the manager or owner or whoever the fuck he is, that I didn't like the oat milk. And I think that they were doing, they was a disgrace to them and to, you know, the coffee family. And that this Oatly brand oat milk would change the game for them and many others. And she was like, yeah, that's, you know, it's actually just temporary. She doesn't even talk like that. I'm just doing it for effect. She's like, yeah, it's just temporary. And I was like, well, yeah, it's like temporary in the way that, like, you know, trial period, see if it works. It definitely will, because it's the best oat milk on the market. So it's like temporary in the way that, like, if you sold sex at your coffee shop, it would be temporary, but people would love it, you know? It's like, so I'm like, yeah, but like, it'll, you know, it's gonna stay, it's gonna last. I have faith in this oat milk. That's why I mentioned it. And she goes, no, it's like we're bringing our other milk back, like our other oat milk, we're bringing that back. Like, this is just for like a temporary time, because we're not gonna keep it. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, we're going back to our other oat milk. We're not keeping this one. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, I was super excited. Thank you for bumming me out. And she's like, no problem. So then I take my drink. I'm excited about the oat milk and bummed about her attitude and the claim that she made. Guess what? I saw Rob, the manager, owner, whoever the fuck he is. And I said, is that oat milk temporary? And he goes, no. So fuck you. Stop being a hater. Stop raining on my parade. I got the oat milk. I am white. That's what we do. That's what we fight for. That's our culture. I thought it was going to be like a much funnier story, but I'm glad that the beginning of the episode was so funny, in my opinion, that, you know, you kind of have to like take a moment to breathe. And that was your time to just breathe and process. Did you guys have a good Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever? Mine was fine. I was with Larry and Jennifer, my two parents who have been divorced since I was five, but have decided for the past 2 years to do Christmas all together as a big family. Who's that for, guys? Hey, who's that for? Is it for me? Because I don't remember you guys ever being together as a couple, as a partner. So when you guys get together in my home, it feels like I'm watching two old people go on a blind date. I don't like it, okay? Get out of my house. Well, technically it's one of your houses, but get out of the other's house. It's weird. I like it. I'm just being like silly, but I do like it. It's nice to be with the fam. It's a little bit too much time because my parents live in, like, you know, the Long Beach area, and I live in LA, which is like 30 minutes away with no traffic. 30 miles. It's not 30 minutes. That's a lie. It's about 30 miles though. And so I get to see my parents all the time. And Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever, is weird because there's so much pressure and expectation. And it's like, bitch, I just saw you the other day, but now I have to be like in a different mood to see you. Like, it's just a very fake. Okay, it's fake. And I don't like it. I think I'm going to like do a Tupac next year where I just go on vacation somewhere to the Bahamas or something. That way I can just avoid Christmas. I'll mail the presents. I'll ship them. My mom, every year, can you hear me crunching? Yeah, for sure. You hit them right into the camera. What? Oh, yeah. Have some. My mom every year gets us almond rocas, and I always eat the whole can. It's so good. But it's such a weird, like, holiday. There's so much expectation and pressure. And what I realized is, I think, not that it took me a long time, but I'm glad that I learned this when I did. And this is no offense to my mom, who listens to my podcast every single week and is on it. She's not on the podcast, but she's like on top of it. But, you know, family time can be very stressful for some people. You can get on each other's nerves. And I realized I'm an adult now, and I know that it's hard because you feel like with family, like, you know, you're obligated to stay with them for a certain amount of time or do certain activities with them or whatever. When you turn 18 or whatever, really, but I think, like, you know, by government choosing, when you turn 18, you're an adult. So it's like, you don't have to do anything. Now I try and just go for one night. I stay at my mom's for one night. I used to do more than that, but it's like, I don't need to. I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions. So, yeah, anyway, New Year's is coming up. It's already here. By the time you're listening to this podcast, it's already happened. This year went by so quick, like in a weird way where I'm like, did someone take a month out of this year? And I had no idea. I don't know. It feels weird. I'm not super big into making New Year's resolutions because your girl has, her follow-through game is whack. But I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. Every day I wake up and I go, today I am not eating cheese or dairy. And I always do it. So I can't do that for the whole year. Okay. Let me. What time are we at? Oh, that's not that much. What did I do this week? Before I get into I haven't been, so I had pre-recorded the last episode or two, so I haven't been here in a long time. I'm trying to think if anything crazy happened, but I feel like probably not. Was there anything on my Instagram that stood out to you? Not that you can remember. Okay. What did I do? What did I do? I did Michael Yeo's show at the Ice House, which was really fun. It was like almost like a fake audience. They were like so excited. It was crazy. What did I do? Jesus, I've been doing a lot of shows, which is fun, but you guys know I'm out here on these streets doing comedy. You know what's exciting? I'm going on that fucking cruise in just a couple days. That cruise is coming up. The Friendship Cruise 2020. And I don't know if you guys saw the news, but two Carnival ships crashed in Cozumel, Mexico. Straight up just like they like ran into each other. Like, how does that happen? And now I get to go on my own cruise. So I'm looking forward to that. It's not going to be like freezing cold. It's going to be nice. The weather will be nice in the Bahamas. It's not going to be like cold, but it's not going to be like hot, hot, hot. Hopefully I'll be able to get tan. I'm trying to get a tan. I'm very white. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's just my boy. You know what's weird? I have chef friends now, which is crazy. But yeah, Chef Roy Choi was in Vegas because he has some restaurants over there. If you don't know who Chef Roy Choi is, he is iconic in Los Angeles and other places, many other places. But he was in Vegas, like, doing some, like, one of those, like, zip lining things and, or, like, bungee jumping, whatever. Vegas is crazy. But, he was doing one of those and, like, I guess the equipment that they use, like, on the elevator or the rig to, like, bungee jump. Oh, my gosh, my sinuses are so bad right now. It was called Ali Mac, so he sent me a picture. Thanks for bringing that up. I know. It's pretty cool. He's a gangster, Roy Choi. How did I... Oh, yes. I was, like, wondering. I'm like, how do I even know Roy Choi? Like, why is that even possible? He was at the Comedy Store with Portugal the Man, who I love. I was thinking about driving up to San Francisco today just to go see them perform at the Fox Theater in Oakland and then drive back down right after the show because I have to fly to Texas for the New Year's Eve show with Tony Hinchcliffe. Plano, Texas, Hyenas. By the time this comes out, I will have already done it and I hope I did well and I hope that if you came out, you enjoyed it. If not, I am going on this cruise January 6th through 10th, and I'm doing two shows on the cruise, and Ty Dolla $ign is also performing. But here's the thing, in my head, I'm like, I like to be a little bit naive, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Ty Dolla $ign, we're going to be on the cruise together, it's going to be like the Titanic, he's going to be the Jack to my Rose. And I realized, I'm like, no, he's for sure getting like helicoptered in onto the island that we're docking at and then just leaving after his shows. So it's not like me and Ty are going to be kicking it. You never know, but there's no way can you imagine Ty Dolla $ign just being trapped on a cruise for 5 days? No, that's what comics do. We're the ones who get trapped. Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, so I'm doing So I'm doing that cruise. I'm probably going to have so many stories to tell after the cruise. I feel like I'm either going to like go crazy. Well, no, I think that's the only option is I just go crazy. Okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't really do that much this week in terms of like crazy stuff. But oh my gosh, thank you so much. Guys, ASMR, Allie blows her nose. ASMR allergies edition. I'm going to move this away because I know that this is kind of gross and that probably there's only probably like 5 people who really want to hear this up close. And then the rest of you are like, you're disgusting. So I'm going to move. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm moving the mic away. For those of you who are audio listeners, I'm moving the mic away from my face and I'm about to blow my nose very heavy. Oh, yeah, that is the stuff. It kind of sounded like close up, it would have sounded like a drum solo, like a. Anyway, okay. What was I? Oh, after the cruise happened. Okay, I'm going to go to questions after this because I'm boring myself, to be quite honest. After the cruise happens, because it leaves out of Florida, so I'm doing 4 nights of shows all over Florida. I am going to, let me pull up the flyer so I can remember. Put this in your calendar, Florida people. Get ready because I'm coming to, come on, where is it? Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. Oh, here it is. Okay. January 10th, I'm going to be in Key West at the Comedy Bar, okay? Put it in your calendar. January 11th, I'm going to be in Miami at the Open Stage Club. January 12th, I'm going to be in Orlando at the Orlando Improv. January 13th, I'm going to be in Jacksonville at Rain Dogs. January 14th, I'm going to be at St. Augustine at Paper Route. I know these sound like made up places. They're not. I think one of them is like a clothing store, but they're doing a comedy show there. So if it sounds like there shouldn't be comedy happening at that place, there probably is. And you should come. And I hope to see you there. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to go to Instagram and take. I asked people, so I want to know people's New Year's resolutions. I want to know people's problems that they need advice with and questions. So we'll see what people have said so far. Okay. We have a lot, actually. Actually, not really. Okay. I want to run at least 1 mile every day in 2020. Okay. That's just way too much. If you don't run at all right now and then you're like in 2020 I'm running a mile every day, don't do that. Be like, I'm gonna start with, I'm just running around the block. But if you already run a bunch, then good for you. I can't run. I've tried. I don't really want to run. I should. I just watched the Kevin Hart documentary on Netflix. Now I'm like, I'm gonna freaking train. I'm gonna start a production company. I'm gonna cheat on my wife. I'm gonna not apologize for a gay tweet, for a homophobic tweet from 2009. And then I'm gonna work out more. And then I'm gonna work out more. So it has inspired me. When are you going to be on the Church of What's Happening Now? Gosh, I don't know. Whenever Papa Joey asks, Joey Diaz, he's the nicest. He always smells so good. I think I said that on the podcast before because he's a hugger. You know, if you see him and you just say hi, he'll be like, hey, come here. Why don't you give me a hug? So then you give him a hug and he smells so good. But you're like, I don't deserve to hug you. But he's so nice. He also drives a Subaru. So shout out Joey Diaz, Subaru gang. The power steering in my car is broken. Something's wrong with it. Here's the thing. I don't know what it is because for all my Subaru heads out there, when I'm driving and I'm like merging lanes or like making a right turn or making a left turn, it's all good. All good on the steering. But if I'm parallel parked and I have to turn when the car is like, you know, is in brake, it's a nightmare. I'm like sore today because some bitch blocked my car into a parallel parking spot. And it was like that Austin Power scene where he's just like trying to get out of the alley. Like I just kept doing this and this and it was just a nightmare. And I wrote them a passive aggressive note.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa, okay, that's mine wasn't that aggressive. That's not passive aggressive, that's aggressive aggressive. That's crazy. You just full on wrote the C word on a napkin. I wrote, hey, next time think about how the people around you are gonna get out of their parking space. And then I wrote PS. They had a bunch of these like shitty stickers on their car and I said PS, the stickers are as bad as your parking. Mine was like more of like a dad, like But you know what? I didn't know if I knew the person because it was outside of a comedy show. And so I didn't want to like, I didn't want to be traced back to me being like, cunt.
It was a Mini Cooper. And it just pissed me
off. Yeah, Mini Cooper blocking you in. That's shady. Do you play any instruments? No, just my voice. How should a guy ask a girl out in public? I feel like I haven't seen that in years. Really? I feel like you just strike up conversation, and then if it's going well, just say, would you be interested in hanging out sometime or going on it? Would you be interested in a date? Be specific, because hanging out, there's room for it to be like, it's not serious. If you want to go on a date, then be like, are you interested in going on a date sometime? And then say, could I have your phone number or email or Instagram, whatever you prefer? Because sometimes I don't want to give people my phone number. That's like very personal. And then take it from there. What? Can a man have too much bush? Absolutely. Absolutely. Trim it up, fellas, okay? Sometimes it can be disrespectful. I'm like, what do you want me to even do? What do you want me to do? I feel like I should just like put a hairband in it. So yeah, definitely. I lose respect for too much bush. Like if you want to have a bush, great. You're a man or a woman, whatever. Be natural, be free. But you gotta like trim because at a certain point it's like this is just a distraction now. What's a good idea for an outside the box date night? Ooh, that's a good question. Maybe like a cooking class. Like take a cooking class or like watch a cooking show and get all the ingredients and try to keep up with the cooking show with your person. And then you guys get to share each other's food. That's kind of cute. Oh my gosh, I'm so adorable. Or if you guys have been together for a long time, this is a cute idea. Get all the pictures, get all of your favorite pictures that you've taken and print them out and make like a little romance scrapbook. Wow, I love that for you guys, whoever you are. I want to start doing open mics again. I miss doing stand-up and eating healthier, I guess. Yeah, I mean, if you want to start doing open mics, then do it. But I know that some people get really, it doesn't make them feel good or healthy. It makes them maybe go a little bit mental in it. Mental. Maybe it's mental illness in it. So some people don't do it. If it doesn't make you feel good, if it makes you start to feel like the Joker, then I would say just, you don't have to. No one's forcing you. Sometimes I see people at shows or open mics who seem miserable and who seem like they're just so negative and it seems like they don't want to be there. And it's like, hey, guess what? No one is forcing you to do comedy. That's what's great about it. You can just do it or not do it. It's like no one is forcing you to be here. No one's begging you to stay. If it's not making you happy or you don't like it, then don't do it. And I think some people, at least this is what I see in LA, I feel like I see some people who have been doing it for maybe like 2 or 3 years and they feel like they've put all this time into it, but they don't want to keep doing it. But it's hard for them to get out because they feel like that is, you know, so much of who they are at this point. But just get out if you want to. How can I be more like you? Don't touch your eyebrows. Let them grow naturally. Dye your hair pink. Wear the same 5 outfits every day. And I think that's pretty much who I am. What's the update on my black Laval bag? So here's the thing. I haven't gotten it back, okay? My bag's gone. I've just accepted that. I need to get a new identification driver's license. But we did Secret Santa this year for Christmas. And my sister got me to get gifts for. And we all made a list of what we wanted. And nowhere on that list was my Laval bag. Because as you know, I already have another one. And I want to grow up and evolve out of my Laval fanny pack. I already have one saved in storage. Because I was like, if this company like really, really, really blows up, I'm about to resell this bag. But I don't want another one. But my sister saw my Instagram story that I said, like, who wants to be my secret Santa? And I posted a picture of a Laval bag. And so my sister got it for me. But after that story, I posted, just kidding, I already have this bag. I would rather get, like, my ID, my debit card, my film camera, whatever, like, all that stuff back. But my sister, it was thoughtful, but it was also like, you should have just got me something on my list. I'm trying to get her to buy me instead because she's returning it. God bless her. I love you, Courtney. Thank you. It was very sweet. I'm trying to get Dear Evan Hansen tickets. That musical that Ben Platt was in, but now it's someone else who isn't Ben Platt, but is probably fine. I want to go see it. They're in San Diego, the touring company. So maybe I'll see you there if you're going. Okay. What else? How do I become more mysterious, but not like a magician? Maybe you should just like talk in questions instead of statements or sentences. Just everything is a question. You're like, hello? My name is Brandon? That could be kind of mysterious if you're like even confused by what you're saying, if everything's a question. I don't know. Am I watching wrestling tonight? No, I don't really watch wrestling. Sorry. Okay. Do you date other comics? I try not to, but never say never. I have definitely, like, you know, hooked up with some comics when I first started doing open mics and, you know, whatnot, what have you. But now I don't really hook up with comics because it's just like, I don't know, it's just annoying because then you, like, you just see them all the time. And that's why when I first started and I was hooking up with comics, I would just hook up with comics that I thought weren't that funny. Because then I'd be like, well, they won't be doing it for long. I won't have to see them. That was my theory. But no, I try not to date other comics because it just gets weird. I don't know. I don't think I could. Maybe I could. I just feel like if I were to date a comic, like, I would just have to be more, like, I wouldn't want to be involved with a comic unless I was, like, much more established, because I feel like right now I need to just focus on getting better and my career. So that's the tea, sis. Do I stay in a new relationship with a guy who is moving across the country in the next 9 months? Yeah, 9 months is a long ways away. And if you really like him, then just like keep it loose and casual and fun and see where it goes, because things can change very quickly. So who are you to say what happens in 9 months from now? Maybe he stays. Maybe he leaves earlier than 9 months. Who knows? Just see where it goes. But don't like, don't stop something before there's a reason to really stop. When are you going to quit jeweling? I thought about it yesterday, but then an hour after I decided to quit, I started again. So I don't know. Hopefully I do it less, because I watched this thing on Netflix called Broken, and there's one episode about jeweling, and it made me kind of bummed. I just want to, yeah, I guess I want to stop smoking, but it is, I'm addicted, and I love it, and it's part of who I am, so, yeah. Okay, what else? What time are we at now, Anthony? 46. Okay. Okay. Socks on during sex or socks off? I always keep my socks on during sex. For real. 100. I always, if I'm wearing, it's not that I like put socks on and then have sex. It's just that most of the time I'm wearing shoes and I take my shoes off and I'm wearing socks and I keep my socks on. And then it's like, it's always weird taking socks off before sex. It's like this weird big reveal for just your toes. I don't mind. I like having socks on. I also have really cold hands and feet all the time. And so I like to just stay warm during sexual scenarios. What else is there? Oh, I just got mentioned in a picture. What is it? I'm not even in the picture. I hate when people do that. I hate when you are like, when like, say you're at someone's like birthday party or something, and you're not in any of the pictures they post, but they still tag you. They're like, such a fun night with blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if I'm not in the picture, leave me. I don't want to see. I don't want to be tagged in something that I'm not in. That's what I'm heated about, okay? Damn, the beginning of this podcast started so strong and so good, and now I'm kind of like, bleh. This is the year that I get even hotter, I've decided. I think I'm going to eat better. No, I'm not going to eat better. I'm just going to be smarter about my eating. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like I'm doing something, like, to actively change, so I'm going to stick with it, but yeah. Earlier this year, I went to the store for my first ever comedy show. You opened it and absolutely killed. Thank you. Why don't you take eyebrow advice from your sister? What? Trim my eyebrows. Someone said trim my eyebrows. They want me to trim their eyebrows. People are like weirdly obsessed with my eyebrows. Like, it's really weird because they're thick, but they're not, I don't know. I don't see them as being like crazy. Some people are like, oh my God, your eyebrows. And it's like, yeah, they're there. I have them. I think it would be weird. I think if I were to like wax them and make them like, you know, very thin and like very typical eyebrows, it just looks weird on my face. Like, I'm supposed to have these thick daddy long leg eyebrows. And, it's very interesting. I think, you know what it is? I think that it's like, I don't want to be like all on my high woman horse, but I think guys are, some guys, not all men, hashtag not all men, but I think some guys do get freaked out when women don't adhere to the typical body standards. That's why when guys see pictures of girls with armpit hair, they're like, how dare you disobey us? Like, and I don't think that they necessarily mean to. I think it's just so ingrained in, like, just our society and our culture and whatever. But, like, if a woman has armpit hair and she posts a picture of it like this on Instagram, guys are like, you bitch, how dare you have armpit hair? It's so disrespectful. And I think eyebrows are kind of like a similar vein to that, where it's like, how dare you not thin up your eyebrows and be classically attractive the way that we want you to be. It literally is like I think to some people see it as like this act of rebellion. And it's not. It's an act of laziness and desire. I like my thickies. I like my big thickies. So leave me alone. Favorite pair of shoes of all time. I know that I'm like such a basic white right now, but these are just so convenient. Like, I like that I don't have to untie them to put them on, and that they're just so convenient to wear, and they go with almost anything. My white Air Forces. Yeah, those are my favorite right now, just because of convenience. And I want to be like Steve Jobs, you know? Like, I want to have, like, one outfit that I wear, and I just stick with that, and that way I never have to think about what I'm wearing again. I'm just going to have, like, a uniform. I wonder what it would be, though. Or maybe, like, you have to have, like, different seasons, though. Because maybe you have, like, a turtleneck for one season. But I can't wear a turtleneck in the summer. So I have to figure out some options for outfits. Something that will just, like, you can wear anytime. Something that can be dressed up and dressed down. But I think that that's, maybe that's my New Year's resolution. Just to wear one outfit. I saw Uncut Gems, by the way. Go see it, like, immediately. It's so good. And I went through this K-hole of watching Adam Sandler interviews on YouTube last night. So good. I also started watching the Elliot Rodger vlogs, the guy, the incel guy from UCSB who, like, killed people because he was so lonely and a virgin. And now he's, like, the incel Reddit king. They, like, worship him. His vlogs are really interesting. Elliot Rodger. He's like, why don't girls like me? I do everything. I bought $300 Giorgio Armani glasses and girls still will not have sex with me. I don't know what it is. These blonde girls like these bum guys. These guys who do not try. I drive a BMW. It's not the nicest car, but I bet it's better than most of these guys' cars. I do not understand why women don't like me. And it's like, maybe because you talk like that, and maybe because you just, you know, you can't just expect. Also, he was only like 22, and he's like, I am a virgin. This is such a beautiful world, and I have to joy, and I have to enjoy it all alone. How depressing. And I'm like, okay, but, like, if you were, like, 38 and you're like, I'm a virgin and I've never been kissed, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I get it. I get it a little bit. I'm not saying that what you're doing is right, but some part that gets it. But 22, it's like, calm down, dude. You just have to not be a psycho person and be able to, like, talk to people. If you're an incel who listens to my podcast, first of all, don't kill me. Okay, thank you. Second of all, if you want to learn how to talk to women and you might have like an Elliot Rodger vibe, someone who's not good at talking to women and you think that you're doing nothing wrong, maybe you're not doing anything wrong. But if you want to get better, if you want to improve, if you want to grow as a person, maybe start by like taking a class where women will be at and you can learn to interact and like have no expectations of hooking up or romanticizing these women. Maybe take a knitting class. Classic. Women love knitting. I'm stereotyping right now. But do something or don't even take like some sort of women's centered class. Just take like a class so that way you're forced to talk to people you don't know and have conversations, and that way you're more comfortable and at ease when you are talking to women or other people, because it seems like this guy just didn't know how to socialize and it probably really affected him. I mean, it obviously really affected him, but yeah. Okay. I think I'm almost done with this. I feel like I covered most things, and I feel like if we end here, we did end on kind of, well, here's the thing. Here's why I got on the Elliot Rodger hot tip, because I watched this document. I've been binge watching a lot of shows, okay? It's my holiday break, and I'm gonna binge shit until I can't anymore, and then I'm gonna be productive and move on with my life. But I was watching this Netflix show called Don't Fuck with Cats. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's so insane. You have to watch it, but this guy who's allegedly a killer, I don't want to give any spoilers, but he just talks, him and Elliot Rodger have a very similar like style of how they talk, and it's really interesting. It's almost like the way that Lady Gaga or Madonna put on like a weird accent where you're like, that's not actually how you talk, but it's like this manufactured voice where maybe it's like this alter identity that they have. Yes. Okay. But that show is wild. I don't feel like, I feel like I hit this certain point where I just feel like not talking anymore, where I'm like, I could elaborate, but okay. Great. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to Florida. I'm doing this cruise. If I make it off alive, I'm going to be in Florida January 10th through the 14th, doing shows every single night at different places in Florida. Please come to the shows. Then I think I'm going to be going to New York soon. I don't have anything locked in right now, but I do want to go sometime in February or March. Okay. But then after March... After March, wait, yes, okay, so March 5th through 7th, I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv, so if you live in Arizona, please come to that. April 1st, I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, and then the 2nd through the 4th, I'm going to be at the Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco. These are all headlining shows. I need your support. This is my first time headlining, okay? So be there for me when I need you the most. I'm scared. I'm excited. I'm as ready as I can be. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that's it. Oh, my acne is really bad. I'm going through it right now. I'm having a bad acne phase. But I'm going to the dermatologist on the 4th. She's going to wreck my face. She's going to get in there. I'm going to hate her. I'm going to want to punch her. I don't know if you guys have ever had a facial where they do extractions, but it's so painful. It hurts so bad. But all my friends who have gone to her, their skin like glows now, like unreal. So I'm hoping 2020 is going to be my year, okay? I think... Oh, this is what I wanted to say, and I'm so glad I remembered it at the end. I hope you're still listening. If not, those people deserve to die. Just kidding. No one deserves to die unless you're Elliot Rodger, who's already dead, RIP. Or the guy from Don't Fuck with the Cats. You guys have to watch it. Okay. I just need to breathe. Because sometimes I say things and I go, is that really how I feel? Why am I saying these things? This is what how I really feel. I keep, you know, you keep asking people, and especially this is going to happen after this podcast comes out where people ask you what your resolutions are. They go, oh, what are you focusing on in 2020? And I keep saying, like, you know, how do you feel about 2020? Here's how I feel. I feel like it's going to be a very challenging year, but it's going to be really exciting and new and difficult, but fun. And people, we live in such a soft ass generation. I don't know what's happening right now, but people are so soft and they want to like pat you on the back and like rub your hair and like, you know, just touch you and make you feel okay. Because every time I go, oh, I think it's going to be like a really challenging, but good year. People are like, oh no, like it's not gonna be challenging. Like, no, you have nothing to worry about. It's not gonna be challenging. And I'm like, I know it's going to be challenging. Being challenged is good. I'm Tony Robbins now. Being challenged is good. I'm happy it's going to be a challenging year, because if it's too easy of a year, there's no challenges, then I'm not growing. I'm not doing better. I'm not moving on. When I first started comedy, it was challenging. I was like, how am I ever going to get a 10-minute set together? How am I ever going to get a 5-minute set together? How am I going to get a 15-minute set together? And now I'm headlining shows. That's 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm like, how am I going to do that? Do I even have it? I think I do. I've done it before. But it's going to be challenging for sure. It's not going to be amazing. It's not going to be an amazing hour, but why would it be if it's my first time doing it? It's going to be challenging. I'm going to have to learn and grow from it. So then by, you know, hopefully next year, it's like really good. And then the year after that, it's like even better. And then the year after that, it's amazing. And I film a special or something. Who knows? But I'm glad it's going to be a challenging year. Or else it wouldn't be worthwhile. It has to be challenging. So that's me. I hope you guys have, you know, a lovely New Year's. If you drank too much on New Year's Eve and you have the scaries and you're like, what am I going to do? Who am I? Why am I alive? What is my purpose on the earth? Your purpose is to drink Gatorade. In this moment, your purpose is to drink Gatorade, watch reality television or whatever shit you like, eat some pizza or a burrito, and, you know, do differently tomorrow if that's what you want to do. Wow, how inspirational. What an ending. What a message. I'm going to eat the rest of this can of Almond Rocas, and I hope you guys have a great year and a great day, and I love you, and that's it. Thanks. Bye.